songs coming up for you to worship to.
Worship Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
It is the Hour One Nugget, and it's great to get your company. Thank you very much for joining me. We're looking at 1 Peter and the second chapter. We've been looking at 1 Peter now for a little while, and we've gone through 1 Peter thus far, verse by verse by verse by verse by verse, and the Lord has been telling us an awful lot of things. Yesterday I looked at verse 16, and it said this, "For you are free, yet you are God's slaves, so don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil." And I said, by virtue of the fact that we are slaves of God, that is what makes us free. Verse 17 is saying this, "Respect everyone and love your Christian brothers and sisters. Fear God and respect the king." That is a huge, massive, mahusive, as my kids say. That is a mahusive verse. To begin with, it's saying this. It's saying respect everyone. But the weird thing is, the funny thing is, it's not saying love everyone. Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you." Was he talking about your Christian brothers and sisters, or was he talking about everybody? We've looked at love on many, many occasions, and we've found and discovered that there are two types of love. There is the easy love, then there is the difficult love. You have easy love and you have difficult love. The easy love is those that you can easily love and it doesn't take any effort at all. Difficult love, now that's much more difficult, because that's coming or being aimed at someone who is not easy to love at all, because they may be cantankerous, they may be angry all the time, whatever the reason, it doesn't really matter. But they're difficult to love. But those are the ones we are called to love. But Peter is saying here, respect everyone. That means everyone in the globe, everyone you come into contact with, everyone you meet, you are to respect them. Now, when I used to teach drama at a school in Essex. And I used to say to the kids quite often, it's not really for you to respect me first. I'm not expecting you to respect me first. And I used to say to the kids, I don't expect you to respect me unless I respect you. Do you see what I'm trying to say? I have to earn their respect. It is important for me to earn other people's respect. I've got to behave in a manner where that I can earn their respect very easily. You know, I've been talking about difficult love and easy love. Has it ever occurred to you that you well might be someone that is difficult to love? Because I've been looking at that myself. I've been thinking that about me. Am I difficult to love? And if so, why am I difficult to love? And if I am difficult to love, I've got to change. I've got to change very quickly. Because if I don't, why should people have to love me and make that effort for it to be difficult love? I want people to find it easy to love me. When they come to me and they talk to me, I want them to think, oh gosh, this guy is so easy to love. That's what we should all be doing, beloved. We should be looking at ourselves now today and thinking, am I easy love or am I difficult love? Is it easy for someone to love me or is it difficult for someone to love me? And that becomes self-evaluation. That means looking at yourself deep down and pulling out all of the rubbish, all of the nastiness that surrounds you and me. So if I'm self-evaluating, I'm thinking about myself and I'm thinking, where are my faults, if you like? What do I do wrong? but you're really, really finding those faults yourself. You see, you're looking for them and you're finding them. And if you ask Almighty God to help you, He will help you in that aspect. For sure. Respect everyone. And love your Christian brothers and sisters. So if they are of the Lord, if they are Christians, then, beloved, it's no more respect. The respect is now gone on this one. You have to love them. You really have to love them. And that's why I'm looking at me. I am self-evaluating right now. Because I want to make darn sure that when someone has to love me, it's not a difficult job. It's an easy job for them. I want them to be able to say, you know what? David is such a lovely guy. He's so easy to love. Because he's so kind and tender and thoughtful and wonderful to be with and not boring at all. That's important to me. And so therefore I have to self-evaluate and I have to look at my own issues. I have to look at the things that make me tick. I have to look at the bad points. I have to really dig out the bad points of me. And I have to say, Lord, I need help in this area. Because I no longer want to be someone that is difficult to love. Father, I want to be someone who is easy to love. Peter goes on with this verse and says, fear God. Be in awe of God. Be in utter adoration and awe of Almighty God. Now, when we call God Daddy, when we use that word, and Jesus used that term many times, calling his father Abba, Aramaic for father, for daddy. When we use that term, sometimes we can get a little bit too familiar with God, and the awe and that respect, that wonderful awe, and that worship goes. He is not there to do just as we want, when we want, how we want. God Almighty, beloved, is not Santa Claus. He is not Father Christmas. God Almighty is God Almighty, the creator of the universe. He is the great I am. He is the one that is, that was, and always will be. He is your creator, beloved. And he deserves your worship and your awe. That's what it means by fear God. Look toward God as reverence. And beloved, don't expect God to do anything for you all of the time. I've got a friend at this moment in time who is lying in hospital in London and he's dying of cancer. And we can pray and pray and pray and pray and pray forever. But unless God Almighty has it in his plan to heal my friend won't be healed. There could well be something that we as Christians have to do before that can happen. I don't know. All I'm doing is making you see that God isn't there to do as we want, when we want, how we want. He is there, beloved. He is there for us to worship in spirit and in truth. That's why he's there. That's why he is there for us. For us to worship, for us to adore, for us to look toward heaven and say, Father God, you are so wonderful. Not because what you've done for me, Lord. No, 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 no. You're wonderful because you sent your son Jesus into this world 2,000 years ago to die a cruel death on the cross at Calvary so that I could be saved. so that the wages of my sin that I have committed in my life could be laid at the foot of the cross, and I can be forgiven, and I can be restored, so that I can spend my eternity with you in glory, and not die like I deserve. That's who we need to do. That's what we need to do, rather. We need to worship him. We need to adore him, because he first loved us, beloved. And finally, we are to respect the king. In this term, what Peter is saying, we are to respect our head of state. We are to respect our government. We are to respect our president, or our king, or our queen, or our prime minister. We are to show them respect by obeying their laws. That is what we are due to do. In closing, I want to pray. And I want you to join with me in this prayer. I want you, beloved, to pray today, right now, whether you're listening to the live broadcast or whether you're listening to the repeat, it makes no difference at all. I want you to pray with me right now, right at this moment, that you would become easy love and not difficult love. Will you do that? Say these words after me. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for your word to me today. Change me, Father God, I pray, so that I become easy love and no longer difficult love. Let me self-evaluate, Father. Show me my faults, I pray, in Jesus' name, so that I can repair those faults with your help. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power due your mighty name. Amen and amen. This is Hillsong. Let's worship what the Lord has done in me.
Let the weak say, I am strong.